KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm Terry Randolph.
And I'm Emma Ott. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we meet four future difference makers as they prepare for life post-teaching credentials.
We begin with a story on the Fresno African Drum Interactive. The Fresno African Drum Interactive is coming to Fresno State campus on April 27th at the Peace Garden in celebration of South Africa's Freedom Day. This day is not only a celebration of South Africa ending segregation and the apartheid on 1994, but a chance for students and faculty to join the drumming circle.
Five, six, seven, go!
A local African drumming group is drumming their way around the Central Valley and into community hearts. Dante McDaniel, the founder of the three-member group, formed the drumming group in 2019, wanting to educate communities in the Central Valley about African culture.
When we did the drum circles, like for the first time, everybody loved it. The feedback was amazing. We had every single chair filled, and this was when COVID hit.
McDaniel embraced the first drum circle he planned at the start of the pandemic. To his surprise, many people loved the drumming circle and came back for more.
We distanced the drums, we had masks on, and there's this longing for people in Fresno to really connect with each other. And music is always the greatest way to connect people.
Throughout the performances, McDaniel radiates infectious joy and love for his craft, pulling smiles from the audience as he plays the African djembe drum rhythmically.
You guys ready to put this on together? All right, so what we do, there is so much culture here in Fresno, and there's so many people who are open to stuff, but if it's not there and it's not available,
the art of African drumming is unknown to many people who join in the performances. McDaniel and his wife, Kenya, who also drums beside him, make sure to educate and encourage people to join in for the first time.
I can tell sometimes they're a little apprehensive or nervous. They're like, oh, I don't know how to play, but I think we try to help.
The drumming group welcomes everyone with hope the performances teach and inspire people to learn more about West African culture.
Starting to partner more with organizations and schools, and our hope is to get this going in schools permanently.
With the potential Fresno holds, McDaniel wants to stay in the community to give back. Moving forward, the African Drum Interactive will continue to spread awareness of West African heritage with hope to bring the community together. Ajwe Akins, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
For updates on all the African Drum Interactive's future performances, you can follow them on their Instagram at African Drumming and their Facebook, African Drum Interactive. Meet our four ambitious men who are on the cusp of completing their teaching credential program, feeling the weight of responsibility on their shoulders to make meaningful contributions to their future students and create positive change in the world of education. Walter Scott gives us insight as they approach the finish line.
Superheroes don't need capes to be super, and neither do the men and women who become our educators. With patience and passion as their superpowers, teachers have the difficult task to create a positive influence on their students. I had the privilege to discuss the journey and the significance of becoming an educator with four ambitious grad students who are weeks away from receiving their teaching credentials.
Sharing knowledge with people is just something that's really fun. And so, I just decided, hey, you know, no matter what degree I get in college, I'm going to use it to teach, whether it be, in elementary school, middle school, high school, or at a university. You know, I wanted to teach.
Cao Lee has volunteered and taught elementary physical education for 2 years while pursuing his instructional certification, and understands how difficult thoughts and ideas can be to share with the children.
Teaching is not easy, but I find it to be like really rewarding, you know, and really eye-opening. And, you know, it's just, it's a struggle, but at the end of the day, it's something that I am able to come back to the next day and feel good about myself because I know I can make a difference in the life of, you know, the younger generation.
Supporting the next set of thinkers can hold a ton of pressure, and new educators are welcoming the challenge.
Send me to the school that is rural, that needs me the most, right? Because my philosophy was like, you know, a true reflection of my education is going back to the community that needs me.
Saul Pamatas was motivated by his high school teachers to support the exploration of potential within his community and to help them see it for themselves.
I want students to know how capable they are, you know, not just that, oh, you know, I'm from this side of Fresno, or, you know, I come from this household and so on, right? That's the label I have to follow. I'm an English learner. Oh, I'm a homeless youth. I'm at risk youth, you know? That's the label that's, you know, that's the path I have to follow. And that's not the truth, you know?
The selflessness necessary to commit to the investment of the youth warrants dedication. Dedication these men are passionately willing to provide.
The kids are the future, you know what I'm saying? And so you want to be that person that steers them in the right direction, you know, keep them from taking the wrong paths that, you know, they might take if you weren't there to, you know, be their mentor or, you know, be their hero. And so I really feel like when you get down to the youth, you can really change society.
Matt Mora understands the impact his efforts can make on students and is devoted to being the person they can identify with and be motivated by.
You know, as we get older, you know, those kids are, they're going to grow up to be, you know, politicians, and they're going to be the teachers themselves, and they're going to be mayors and all that stuff, you know? So it's really important that they have those mentors, those positive role models, you know? And I feel like I have the qualities to be that.
Returning the investment of patience, wisdom, and positive influence serves as a foundational principle for many educators and ventures beyond the classroom.
I just want to be the teacher I wish I had. Like, I want to be that teacher that, like, you know, is there for me, not necessarily academically, but like personally, like, you know, the door's always open. I'm here to talk to you. You know, you're not my student, but, you know, you're also a human being. So kind of just, you know, if I can change one life, that's good enough for me. But I just, like I said, I just want to be that teacher I wish I had. And I mean, that's something that I'll always carry through. And if I can touch lives along the way, that just makes it all the better.
For Simon Lopez and others, educating means more than grades. Being an educator means being a symbol of hope, with or without the red cape or an S on the chest. For these men, creating change is a byproduct of their passion.
I read a book by Paulo Freire. He says that in order for there to be change in the world, there needs to be dialogue. And in order for there to be dialogue, there needs to be understanding. Because without dialogue, two people cannot change the world. And basically, they just need someone that believes in them, honestly. Because I had a couple of teachers that really believed in me, and it's thanks to them I'm here now. And it's kind of my pay it forward, kind of going back, uplifting the next generation of leaders.
The difference makers of tomorrow are well on their way today. And I'm grateful that our future is in the hands of such passionate and capable hands. I'm Walter Scott for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
As they graduate from the program, these four men look forward to inspiring and empowering their students and continuing their journey toward creating a brighter future through education.
Every Tuesday evening and Saturday afternoon, the Fresno community comes together to support local vendors and businesses at the River Park Farmers Market. Whether you're selling fresh produce you grow yourself, or you're buying a tasty treat from a local food vendor, the Farmers Market has something for everyone.
The Farmers Market at River Park has proven to be a great way to bring local businesses and vendors, shoppers, and community members together through their events. There are many different vendors at the Farmers Market, ranging from fresh produce, locally made food options, and retailers. Christina is a local business owner who sets up her pop-up shop each farmer's market.
I think it's been going on almost a year and a half, and I started this just as rings, and then it kind of just grew from there, and then started doing pop-ups in my hometown, and then came to the farmer's market.
Louise from G Farms is based out of Exeter, California, and they sell fresh produce at the farmer's market every week.
So we're G Farms. My uncle's the owner, and he's had the farm since I was like around 3 years old. We're organic, and so about 40% of our products is organic and 60% is not. However, our end goal is to become 100% organic. It is a long process, but we're hoping to get there completely.
Local vendors thrive off of the farmers market community impact and see it creating a big difference in the lives of the community.
I think it's important because it does attract bigger crowds, and even the stores that are already here, they benefit from more people walking by, and then, you know, we benefit because it ends up being more of a community. We all get to know each other as vendors, so it's really nice.
So there's a lot of foot traffic out here. There's a lot of things going on. So this is just a really good place for vendors to come out, get their name out there. Just, I love crystals, so like I just love crystals, and has a lot of really good healing properties, so I can explain that to a lot of customers and just have like interaction in general.
There are so many benefits that come from the farmers market for these local sellers. For G Farms, the market has been such a success that they've been able to expand their farm.
So some of the benefits is, like for us, we're a small farm. We started with 5 acres, and so wholesale selling doesn't bring in a lot of money, but when you directly sell to consumers, it's very beneficial. And it's allowed us to expand. We currently own 80 acres and lease about 200 acres.
For many, it's even the social aspect of the farmer's market that brings appeal to the idea.
Like I said, the community. Like everyone might know my neighbors. And then you do meet some customers that are every week customers. And then it's nice because you know them by name. And you just have conversations. And as a social person, I could talk for ages. So I love that about the markets.
The farmers market continues to help grow local businesses and help the community of Fresno thrive. Noelani Patterson, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Farmers markets are a great way to interact with the community and support local businesses. The River Park Farmers Market is open Tuesday evenings and Saturday afternoons.
Get ready, basketball fans. The NBA playoffs are starting on Saturday, April 15th. The two-month-long postseason gauntlet of 16 teams will showcase the best athletes and games. Jared Hickman tells us how basketball fans are feeling ahead of the NBA postseason, along with who they think might win it all this year.
They jump it up. We're underway with the Hawks controlling the tip.
The date is mid-April, and 16 NBA teams are preparing for the long, gritty climb to the top of the basketball mountain, the NBA Finals.
As I sit down and make a list, I can count at least 6 teams in the West that I could make a legitimate argument I could see coming out of that Western Conference.
The NBA playoffs is one of the most exciting tournaments in professional sports in America, where everyone can see the brightest stars and the best teams compete for a championship. One of those teams is the defending champion, Golden State Warriors, who have had an up-and-down season, specifically when playing on the road.
7-25 is what the Golden State Warriors are on the road. This is
Jonathan Geyer, a Warriors fan, gave his expectations on his team going into the postseason this year.
I think if they get home field advantage, we can maybe make it out a round, but I don't think they're going to go any further than that.
The Golden State Warriors had one of the worst road records for any defending champion. And as the sixth seed in the Western Conference, they're going to have to start out on the road.
It's Russell cutting LeBron!
Raymond Franco, a loyal, diehard Lakers fan, is excited that his team returned to the playoffs after missing it last year.
I'm personally a Lakers fan, and hopefully the Lakers can make it to the finals, but there's like 50-50 chance that they could play really good or they just completely suck.
All fans have their own set of expectations and opinions on their teams going into this year's postseason, whether they are positive and or negative. Regardless, this should be an exciting two-month tournament. Jared Hickman, Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Like the NCAA tournament, the NBA playoffs will have its fair share of suspense and upsets from April to June. The first round starts on Saturday, April 15th, and the NBA Finals will start on Thursday, June 1st. Buckle up, basketball fans. You're all in for a thrilling ride.
We just got back from spring break and the weather was warm with a high of 84 degrees. Many of the students are already wearing shorts and sandals. So Fresno State Focus Radio Edition asked students what they did over the spring break, and this is what we found out.
Hello, my name is Josh Gomez. I'm a major in business. It was my birthday, basically, for like the weekend, so I just kind of spent home in LA. It was pretty fun until they smashed my head in a cake, but other than that, it was pretty good spring break.
Hi, I'm Clarissa, and I'm a pre-health major trying to get into the nursing program, and I don't think I really did anything, but yeah, that's what I did.
Hello, my name is Giselle, and I'm in the pre-health major as well, and hoping to get into the nursing program as well, and what did I do? I just went out of town to the beach. Avila Beach. That's it.
Hi, I'm Jaslyn Olson. My major is business administration, and this spring break I worked in my amazing office here at Student Affairs most of my spring break, and I had a good time.
Ida Zavala, chemistry major. I didn't do anything.
I'm Tyler Boyd. I'm a history major, and I just went hiking.
We're in the Fresno State Bowling Alley. I spotted some students playing pool, so I thought I'd ask them what they did for spring break.
Hello, I'm Ina Butler. My major is English something. English. Yeah, we study English. I'm an international student from Japan. Yeah, and spring break, I went to Las Vegas to visit my sister and my niece and nephew. And I just hang out with my family, and I went to Hawaii Festival and shopping. And yeah, I had a great time. That's it.
Jacob Kohlmeier, I'm a construction management major. And this spring break, I went up to Oregon with my mom. So they're having a house built up there, so we went up there to bring a lot of our stuff up there, the kind of pre-moving trip. It was pretty fun.
That was some pretty fun stuff there. The highlight of my spring break was having Chinese food with my mom at Shanghai Restaurant. I love that place. What did you do for spring break, Emma?
Me and my boyfriend took a trip down to Carmel over in Monterey. It was beautiful.
This week is Arts and Humanities Showcase Week. Throughout the week, students and faculty have been treated to special performances, exhibits, and workshops. The Arts and Humanities Showcase offers an opportunity through various performances to connect with others and discover new sources of creativity and inspiration in your life. Parking is free all day, Saturday.
Vintage Days is happening all weekend. It started Friday. The annual spring event is a 3-day student plan celebration. The action-packed event includes social, cultural, and recreational activities. Parking lots P30 and P31 will be closed because of campus construction. Parking in all lots around the rest of the campus is relaxed. Have you ever been to Vintage Days, Terry?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. Tell me why I've never heard of it and I'm a senior.
I don't know.
Well, I think I might go this year. It sounds fun.
Sounds fun. I think I might go too. And that wraps up our show for the week. Next week on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we find out about independent wrestling events surrounding WrestleMania and why they're so important to pro wrestling.
We'll also hear highlights from the saxophone spring recital.
Fresno State Focus Radio Edition is produced by Professor Faith Sidlow for the Department of Media Communications and Journalism. Our stories and interviews are produced and edited by Ajua Akins, Walter Scott, Nolani Patterson, Jared Hickman, and me, Terry Randolph.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Emma Ott.
And I'm Terry Randolph. Have a great morning.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.